You can see why in the parts of the liturgical year which are so profound, John is read. As we're doing now, we have the first letter and we have the gospel. The first letter, children, let no one deceive you. The person who acts in righteousness, literally the one who does righteousness, is righteous, just as he, Jesus, is righteous. Whoever sins belongs to the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. I think it's good for us to find that middle road between seeing the devil behind every tree and not seeing him anywhere. Right now, if you look at the big movements among the nations, the European Union rejecting any mention of its Christian heritage, huh? That factor which made Europe, we don't study history every day, I mean, Europe was Europe because of the Christian faith. And they don't even acknowledge anything. John Paul II would address them publicly about that. There is where you see this plan working out, you see. Indeed, the Son of God was revealed. Not only that he came, he was revealed. He made himself known. And that happened to destroy the works of the devil. So where is the most radiant manifestation of the Son of God? If he's Son of God, you've got to be able to see his Father. Where? There. If you gaze on the open side of Christ with faith and you pray, especially for the help of a Mother of God, you will see the love between the Father and the Son, you see, and how that act of love destroys the works of the devil. Then he says something very remarkable. No one who is begotten by God, no one born of God, commits sin. Sins, literally. Why? Because God's seed remains in him. He cannot sin, because he is begotten by God. Now, of course, they're talking about serious sin here. But nevertheless, you see, so the key is, what is this seed of God? It's the Word of God. Even when Luke is explaining the parable about the sower, the seed is the Word of God. It's the Word of God made powerful, made active, made revelatory within the depth of our own being. That's why John urges over and over again, abide. Abide in him. Abide for John is a very intense, active, interior activity. Abide doesn't mean plop down. And it's initiated and sustained by the Holy Spirit, by which we absorb the revelation of God in the Son. And this is why we don't sin. If the seed of God dwells in him, you see? Now, the seed of my Father is in me. That's why I'm here. I'm begotten by my Father. The seed of God is in all of us, and that's why we're here. But that seed of God is the Word of God. One of the great powerful things that's happening right now in the church is awakening once again to the reality of the Word. This Pope, led by the Holy Spirit, first had a whole conference, a whole bishop's meeting on the Eucharist. Now, on the Word of God. Now, starting preparation for the new evangelization. If the Word of God dwells in you, then spread it. Have mercy on this world, which is being dominated by darkness. Have mercy. Spread the word. You see? And this idea, to the degree that I yield to the word, I cannot sin. What an encouragement. So I better practice yielding to the word of God. The word of God, you see, which is, finds its most inspired and powerful expression in the scriptures, you see? But the Word of God in the scriptures is a multifaceted revelation of the Word of God. Paul, in another way, calls us to the same dignity, right? It's in chapter 6 of Romans. We are grafted into him. See, the power of the cross is the power of the indwelling Christ, who is the Word of God. Benedict, in this latest post-synodal exhortation, speaks and says, and this is so awesome, the Word of God preached at the liturgy contains in an analogous way the Christ whom we receive in the Eucharist. Now that's a return to a tradition that we lost in our fight with the Protestants. Protestants ran off with the word, we ran off with the sacraments, and we've both been impoverished. They more than we, because we have the hierarchy, we have the magisterium to protect our doctrine. You see? In this way, the children of God and the children of the devil are made plain. No one who fails to act in righteousness belongs to God again. You see, those who do not do justice. It's a hard thing to translate. But you see, it's always dikaiosyne, righteousness. Those who do righteousness are ek tou theou. They are from God. In two senses. One, their source is God. And they are out from God. Ek tou theou. And they belong to God. This is what they put here. Nor does anyone who does not love his brother. So, if you want the power of the Word of God to be released in you and change your life, enlighten your mind, have you fall in love with God? Obey him and love your brother. Very simple. But it's daily. And who makes this Word of God alive in us? Huh? So that we don't sin. The blessed Holy Spirit himself. We're going to have to really take this stuff seriously in this year 2012. Only God knows where it's going to end. But surely you can see that this is going to be a time of a great trial. And the message of Our Lady, now these messages I know are for real. And what is she saying? You will help each other and help the world if you stay bonded to one another. If you really love each other. It's that simple. Another thing she said, then I got to quit. Well, not bad. She's speaking to this person. She says, look at the way your country began. Now, she's looking at the evangelicals at this point because they were the overwhelming, not the Catholics. The Catholics came second, the Italians and the Polish and the Irish, and you know. And look at you now, rich, powerful, fat, and turned from God. You are going to be the laughingstock of the world when your whole financial system collapses. However, there is hope for you if now you will start to take care of the very poor in the very poor nations. That will save you. Very interesting, isn't it? Two things. Stay together and care for the poor.